The Minister of Roads and Highways, Joe Gidisu, has assured the people of Dansuman of a speedy completion of the dual carriage road being constructed. He explained that the project seems to be delaying because Dansuman is densely populated and an upcoming community. Therefore, the construction works come along with these challenges. He said surfacing works are to be completed by the end of this year. The minister gave the assurance when he and the Greater Accra Regional Minister, Niyama Ashite, jointly inspected some ongoing road constructions, school projects and drainage system in the Accra metropolis. Radio Ghana's Yvonne Atilogu and Doreen Ampofu were part of the inspection team and her father's report.
The projects inspected included Dansuman Dual Carriage Road, Abosokan Spare Parts Road, Dakuman Drain, Sakaman Storm Drainage, emergency works at Weta and construction works at some selected schools in Osu. The Minister of Roads and Highways, Joe Gidisu, said the aim of the visit is to assess the progress of work on these projects and identify efforts needed to ensure speedy completion. On the Dansuman Road, he said 65% of work has been done. These include relocation of utility facilities, drainage works and earthworks. He assured the residents that it will be completed on time.
Not that the project is behind schedule, but for the fact that it's a densely populated area, and for that matter, the constructional works are coming up with the challenges of the type that go along with those works. I just want to reiterate the point that we are committed to completing this project by the close of this year. They would have substantially brought the work to a very high and appreciable level.
However, some residents Radio Ghana spoke to expressed worry about the delay in the road construction, adding that it has affected their businesses drastically.
Today they do small percent levy. Another day will keep about 2-3 months and come again. So we don't know what is really going on. Our businesses, everything is collapsing.
The whole area is dusty and slow, and honestly, we are not seeing any improvement. We always have to clean our goods, and then because the road is closed like most of the time, we never get customers.
Business activity has really gone down. Today, for instance, I think because you guys were coming here that we saw things going rapidly, but once in a while they come and they go and you don't see any action.
At the ongoing emergency works at Weja, a 40-meter steel bridge is being constructed at Titigu. The steel bridge and drainage will help contain the spill from the Weja waterworks, which spreads to the Titigu settlement.
Yvonne Atilogu and Doreen Ampofu filed that report.